We're here right now at the Faith, Hope, and Love warehouse in the east side, and with us are youth groups from Bloomington. And here with me is...
No, just this.
My name is Ellie Wooden. I'm 12, and I'm actually from Ellisville, which is this little town right next to Bloomington. And yesterday we went to this daycare, and we kind of, like, did some cleaning and some organizing. And, that's pretty much what we did yesterday.
Okay. What about you? What's your name?
Oh, my name is Blake Hatcher, and yesterday we got groceries for a person who could not go outside of her house because she had a lung disease that if she breathed in any fumes, it'd be really hard for her to breathe. And today we are helping out in a warehouse, moving stuff and cleaning up, and also cleaning the big freezer.
What's your main job today?
I think this might be our main... my main job today was finding broken pallets and putting them in a pile.
Very good.
Come here, buddy. I'm Andrew Hopkins, and
How old are you?
I'm 13. I was born in Bloomington, and today we are sorting and cleaning at a warehouse that helps people who can't provide for themselves.
I'm Brock. I'm from ECC in Bloomington, and I'm 14, and I'm working on fixing a shelf, or a bunch of shelves together, and that was broken.
All right, my name is Michael Baldomero. I go to Evangelical Community Church. It's down in Bloomington, Indiana. And right now, we're serving God, but outside that, I'm just a student, high school student, so...
So hi, I'm Cassie. I came down to Indianapolis from Bloomington from Evangelical Community Church. We came down with 17 middle schoolers, 6 adult leaders, and yesterday we got the privilege of coming down to the inner city and working in a daycare that is locally funded, and they're not making a lot of money in the daycare. They're just serving the people of the community to help the women who don't have childcare, the money to afford childcare, and we got to go in and clean the house, organize the house, and really get to serve that daycare. I saw our kids really connect with the owners of that daycare as well as their children that were there. And I really loved watching our children, our middle schoolers, not complain. Picked up the slack. They all served without one complaint, with a smile on their face, working together, which I really enjoyed that moment. And then we got the privilege of praying with, what was their names? Marlon and Crystal, I believe their names were?
Marvin
and Crystal. Okay. Yeah, so then we got the privilege of praying with them, and our middle schoolers actually popcorn prayed, and I was impressed that they all... jumped in and prayed right away. Right off the bat, each one prayed. They prayed for their ministry. They prayed for financial help for them. And that really, as I've been teaching these kids and working with these kids, it really warmed my heart to see that they were comfortable to pray. They were comfortable to pray in a group. They were comfortable to pray for someone else's ministry. And they seem to understand the ministry, and they understand serving. And then today, as we come to the warehouse and get to help clean up and mop and organize and lift heavy equipment, and they're all just working together and serving together without complaining. It's hot, we're thirsty, we're tired, but they have just really served the Lord well.